Some of us grew up in a big city or the suburbs. Others grew up on a farm. Some buy groceries at Walmart. Others shop small at a co-op. But we all eat, every single one of us. And oftentimes, we don't know a lot about the food system that brought us that meal. Debuting today on WGLT and WCBU is the new year-long series Food Trek, about Central Illinois' most pressing farm and food issues and the most inspiring practical solutions underway to address them. Your guide on this food trek is Tori Dahlhoff. Here's what's in store.
Over the last 35 years, I've spent a lot of time driving through Illinois. As a kid, we would drive from Belleville to Peoria for nearly every holiday. And that 3-hour drive just felt so endless. I just remember feeling so bored because looking out the window, I felt like there was nothing to really see. It was just a flat landscape of cornfields, soy fields, some more cornfields, some more soy fields, on and on for hours. It just seemed like it would never end, and I paid no attention to what was actually there. And then when I got older and I first left home for college in Chicago, it was the same thing, that 5-hour drive from Belleville to Chicago and back again, nearly every weekend. And as I drove, I had the same feeling from when I was a kid, that I just wanted that drive to be over. Like the drive and that monotonous farming landscape was just some sort of filler tissue that connected our cities. No one had really ever explained to me what was happening in those vast stretches of fields. And it wasn't until years later, when my partner and I decided to have our first kid, that that rural landscape started to mean something to me. We left Chicago and moved to a small town back near Belleville, a little village called Hecker. It turns out it was the exact right place to go at that time. And as we waited for our first child to be born in that small, quiet town, I finally started to see firsthand what was happening in those places that I had ignored for so many years. It taught me for the first time to appreciate what it is that we actually have here in Illinois. In these places we too often overlook in our travels from one city to the next. It just so happened that while we were leading this rural life, my brother gave me the book Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan. That book really sparked my interest in food systems, but more importantly, it introduced me to another writer named Wendell Berry. And Berry talked about agriculture and about food and community in ways that I had never really thought of. He really opened my eyes to the role that food and farming plays in our daily lives and how it sits at the heart of everything, our individual health, the health of our families and our communities, and how food and farming are inextricably tied to our economy and our quality of life. And so after my time in that small town, where I finally had the chance to learn a little bit more about the places that I used to ignore, all my driving through Illinois started to mean something very different. I had gained context for what was happening out there, and I began to see that vast farming landscape in a new light. I'm Tori Dahlhoff, your host and driver of our new show, Food Trek. Yes, that's Trek like Star Trek, like boldly going, blah, 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 but also sounds like truck, food truck. It's cute, funny, I know. But it's also the perfect description of exactly what we're going to do here on this show. We're going to hop in that old truck and journey across Central Illinois and beyond to explore all things food and farming, because it matters and it's exciting. Ever since I found a love for this subject, I have just wanted to share it with everyone, hoping more people will just hop on board so we can learn together how to build a more resilient food system, that we can all come to appreciate a little more what a great place we have here and the potential it holds to not only build our local communities, but play a really big role in global issues such as climate change and food insecurity. There's so much to discuss about food and farming, so along the way, we will stop to meet with people working at every link in our region's food chain. We'll talk with farmers and food makers like Clay Glazik of Cow Creek Organics.
We can make changes that try to benefit the world, to make it the ground itself plentiful for us. I mean, that's the kind of how we see it.
We'll spend time with educators and researchers like Dr. Adam Davis, the head of crop sciences at the University of Illinois.
So the Illinois landscape will have a lot more species diversity on it to help address climate change, but also make the farm more resilient.
And U of I regenerative agriculture professor, Dr. Emily Heaton.
The current system suppresses the ingenuity of farmers and our rural communities, and we want to unleash it.
We'll talk food policy with people like Liz Stelt, the executive director of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance.
Right now we import 95% of the food that we eat here, despite the fact that we have 23 million acres of agriculture. It's not food secure. So part of our vision for Illinois is that Illinois would feed itself.
And rethink Illinois farming with people like Cassidy DeLorto Blackwell of the Land Connection.
So if we changed the way we thought about agriculture, there would be a lot more people farming. We would have to have a lot more people doing it.
And so we don't miss out on the most delicious side of this topic, we'll find time now and again to stop the truck and cook a meal with chef and food truck co-creator Ryan Smith.
Food to me has always been bringing people together, no matter race, ethnicity, whatever it is. You know, if you sit people down together with food, you know, conversation happens.
And all of that is just the tip of the iceberg. Lettuce. That's right. The show will be super funny, too. That's it for today's episode. I hope you left with a good taste of things to come. I'll see you at the next stop. I'm Tori Dahlhoff, and this is Food Trek.
You'll hear new episodes of Food Trek twice a month on All Things Peoria and Sound Ideas all throughout 2022. You can also subscribe to the Food Trek podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One. Find links at our website.
Support for WGLT agriculture coverage comes from GrowMark and its FS members, your trusted advisor in all your ag decisions.